express yourself. Whatever you do, do it.
Hello, hello. Yeah. Good morning, everyone. It's March 22nd. It's Friday, and another edition of Talk Line from the YK Delta and beyond. I'm Diane McGachran.
And I'm Peter Ratchek. Good morning to you.
And we are ready, willing, and able to take those calls. And we already have a call waiting.
We do?
Yeah, I think. I think John Nick's on the line.
Okay.
Good morning, John. Welcome to Talk Line.
Morning, Diane.
Hey.
Hey, good morning, John.
Everything we talk about is not fake news. I heard that last advertisement about being true or untrue. We try to put out the facts as best as we can because might consider people's lives. We don't take news for granted, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
We leave that for the president.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Okay. Steady.
Okay, that's
steady.
Anyway,
hey.
You know, no, Peter and Dad.
Yes.
Mm. Now it's getting warmer. We're finally getting that spring air now and feel it every day.
Yes.
I mentioned on Facebook, now that we're getting the warmer air now, there's going to be high and low tide now coming in. Whereas in the past, it was cold. We never had, high and low tide. We're going to have higher water elevation now that it's warming up more. And I was thinking about the crevices on the edge of the shoreline.
Mm-hmm.
They have open holes in there that reach down to the river. We might not be able to see it, but that's enough holes in there, the ridgeline, to push water up into the ridgeline. And those are deep this time of the year. So you always got to be careful. It might not rain or nothing, but it's really noticeable if you see that on the ridges. You know, we have the high and low tide now that's being activated slowly. That's what triggers the water. So you all got to be careful where you're going and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And follow designated trails if you could. You know, right now everything is melting, and I guess you can look for indentations in the ice, but use your common sense and don't drink and drive. Stay away from the lakes because them lakes are getting as dangerous as the rivers, too. You know, with the warmth all of a sudden coming up. Yeah, it's good that I have the spring finally. But use caution and enjoy, you know. And if you're out there fishing, take your trash home and stuff. Make sure you bring them home. We want to have a pristine river.
Yes.
And maybe you'll catch a lot more fish.
Yeah, I like that kind of attitude.
And when you're out there timing and hunting, make sure you're aiming the right way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Them rifle shells, they go a long way, so I like going with shotgun. That way you can get more and safer.
Mm-hmm.
So just be cautious, you know, and everyone have a really enjoyable spring out there fishing or hunting. But be careful. So anyway, I want to tell everyone good morning. You guys all have a good day there.
Very good. Yes. Thank you, John.
Thank you, John, for starting our day here.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
All right. Good job. Yes.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, that one here I was mentioning, pick up your trash, you know, so by doing so, the fish are happy. Fish are happier.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I think everything has a spirit, you know. So
yes.
They might tell the other fish, hey, that guy is a good guy. Go check him out.
Yeah, I know.
And then you catch more fish, he was saying. And I like that.
Me too.
Kind of look.
I didn't know how to think about things like that before I came here. But
having
lived here, it's gotten into me now.
Yeah.
Where I have that understanding and I believe... I have more belief about that.
That's right. You know.
So, and I also, I do want to ask my fellow dog walkers, when you're out at Larson Sand Pit or Old BIA or the other sand pits where we go and let our dogs roam around, please pick up after your dogs.
Wow.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Wow, that's a good thing.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
You just get these biodegradable doggy bags.
Yeah.
And usually when you arrive at your destination, your dog does his business pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. So you just wrap it up, leave it there, go on your walk. When you come back, pick it up and then put it in a dumpster.
Cool. Good idea. Yeah.
All right. Wilson from Bethel is on the line. Good morning, Wilson. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yeah, good morning there, happy people.
Yes.
Good morning.
I haven't called in 100 years because I've been, like, totally busy, but busy mm-hmm. is better than not being busy.
I know.
That's one way of keeping out of trouble is keeping busy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of the, I remember when I was a kid, the only people up on Saturday morning and Sunday morning were a lot of the old folks in the neighborhood. You'd be seeing them gathering up their wood, getting a steam bath ready, or doing something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and once your time, I'd even see this one old man. He didn't have a snow machine, but he had a sled, and he'd go down upriver and go check his net early in the morning. You know, really kind of tough and rugged with just a flannel shirt, and you know it's cold out. He said, when I keep busy, I keep warm, I keep moving.
Mm.
Cold, don't bother me. So, yeah. Mm. Anyway, this is a scenario, and I don't like this scenario, but, you know, I don't claim to know a lot, but I know some. Well, okay, the scenario is, say I have a friend, and I beat the hell out of him, but he won't say nothing to the cops because we're friends. That's wrong, you know. And say, like, the neighbors call the cops because they see me beating them up, and the cops come. They look at my bloody beat up friend, and they look at me, and we're partying, but my friend won't say nothing. And so the cops, they say, oh, well, just a little bit of domestic disturbance. You got to calm down. But he's got a big old black guy, cut lip, broken arm, and I did that.
Hmm.
It seemed like I'm supposed to be arrested because I assaulted my friend. But no, not to the cops. You know, my friend has to say, oh, yeah, my friend here, Wilson, beat me up and broke my arm and gave me a big lip and black eye. And that's how the police department seem like they're failing. If it's obvious that I beat this guy up and I broke his arm and I gave him a big lip black eye and my knuckles have evidence and he's all bloody and broken, it seemed like that's enough. What they see is enough for an arrest, but no, not to the Bethel Police Department. You know, they'll let me go and leave the scene and say, you guys calm down and come back later. My friend, this is just a scenario. Come back later, my friend might be dead because I re-beat him up to the point of death. You know, and who's at fault? You know, not the police department because I don't know if they didn't arrest me. Anyway, that's what goes on with the Bethel Police Department. I see it every day. I call 911 on domestic disturbance, and it seems like someone has to be arrested, but no one is arrested. That's sad. I almost let out a little curse, but I caught myself.
But anyway, you're on talk line, so you can't curse.
It seemed like, you know, coffee with KYK at 8:45 or whatever time they have it. They should have chief of police over, or maybe even as a guest at talk line on one of these wellness days, like Wednesday or whatever,
mm-hmm.
have the chief of police there to answer, what are the protocols for domestic violence? Do we wait until someone's dead to call, or what? Outside intervention, it seemed like it's protocol to arrest someone.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if it involves kids, you know, domestic violence involving kids. That's what police departments, you know, they're my friends. I mean, I fake to be friends with them. I tell the truth, you know, I'm faking. I smile at them, I wave at them, but in my gut, I hate them. They're not doing their job. That's what police department for you. This is Wilson Green. I'm going to have to say goodbye and smile at all you people out there. Bye.
Okay, be kind.
Okay, well, that just got under his 5-minute time. Okay, yeah. We have James waiting on the line. Good morning, James. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning, both of you.
Hey, good morning, James.
Yep, from T-Rack.
All right.
How's the weather over there?
Good. We're looking at blue sky to the south from our little window.
High 30s.
You remember, Pete, when I called you up, you know it was bad over here. Chicago.
Uh-huh.
Bad weather. Now it's beautiful out.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Well, like I always say, good morning to all, both of you too. Mm-hmm. The T-Rex says good morning.
Okay. Sounds
good. Good morning anyway, too.
All right.
From T-Rex.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, T-Rex says good morning to all.
All right.
All right, and good morning.
Yes, good morning. Good morning. Yes.
Okay, thank you for that call from T-Rex. Mm-hmm. All right, so I don't know, did anything exciting happen this week? I can't think. I know there was something. Somebody came back. They had gone on a 1,000-mile trip.
Wow.
Who, what? Do you remember?
Man,
I'm trying to figure this out. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
I think they greeted them at the airport.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yes, that's exciting.
That was exciting. So, yes. Pete Kaiser, Bethel.
Congratulations to our
musher.
Yeah.
Won the Iditarod. Very cool. All the years people have watched the Iditarod and watched him climb up there.
Yes.
It happened. Yeah.
Yay.
It's really cool. All right. We have Susan from Bethel. Good morning, Susan. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yeah. Well, hello and happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you.
It is.
And congratulations to the Iditarod winner and the Red Lantern Award. That shows tenacity and someone that didn't quit.
Victoria.
Mm, yes.
Bethel was represented well on both ends.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and there's a celebration tonight, from 5 to 7 at the Culture Center. And, Pete's a celebrity now statewide, whether he likes it or not, but let's just kind of celebrate today and then leave him alone. Because he's a quiet, modest family man, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm very happy and proud of him and the Red Lantern recipient, too. She went through a lot of hard things with the dogs.
Victoria Hardwick.
And not quit, you know.
Yeah.
Where is the celebration tonight?
5 to 7 at the Culture Center.
Okay.
And it's like a potluck, but you just bring your good wishes. And then party continues from 8 until whenever. Go over to the Longhouse and Chris Cook Concert. It's $10 a person, and it benefits the Winter Shelter and the Food Bank. But it'll be at the Longhouse. And that'll be at 8 o'clock. So it's a happening evening tonight, folks.
That's great. Okay, thank you for
telling us
about that.
Yeah, so, and then I wanted to put a kudos for those tax people coming to town.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They volunteer, they do this for free. They travel around the state, and a lot of people that get their services, there was some money owed to them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And people that need to get caught up and maybe didn't do taxes the last few years, they'll do those too.
Yeah.
And they brought in more than $500,000 to Bethel last year in tax refunds.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
What they do contributes to the economy, for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they are coming into town this weekend. Now, one of them was talking to me. My niece is among this group coming out this time around.
Wow.
And they were committed to work at Longhouse Saturday and Sunday. They're flying in late tonight. But they were committed to Saturday and Sunday at Longhouse, and that's what the Tundra Drum announcement says. However, Longhouse told them that they accidentally double-booked something else. So I'm going to invite them over to tomorrow. If they're not at Longhouse, the listeners that want the taxes done, if they're not at Longhouse, I'm going to let them work out at Lions Club. And that'll be tomorrow. Tomorrow, if they're not at Longhouse, they're at Lions Club. And for sure, Sunday, they'll be at Longhouse.
Wait, let me just make sure I got this. So you don't know yet for sure whether they're going to be at Longhouse tomorrow or not.
Well, it looks like they're not. So I already set aside a place. We're doing a flea market tomorrow at Lions Club. But I set aside a corner for them to do the taxes for people that want to get their taxes done.
Wow, that's going to be crowded.
No, it won't.
Okay.
I set up a workspace for them, and I'm going to give them another table if they need it. Because this is so important what they do, and this is their last time to be in Bethel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, they're coming in late tonight, and the weather's good. There's no, you know, and, you know, the people donate hotels and airfare and all kinds of things because what they do is so valuable. So I'm proud to be part of that to help them out. So Lions Club's doing a flea market tomorrow from 10 to 2, and the tax people are going to be there hopefully till 9. They said if they're busy and the demand's enough, I'm not going to let them stay there till 9.
What time will they be there?
Well, we're going to open up the doors at 10.
Okay.
If they're not there, they'll be on their way, or they'll be able to do Longhouse. But it looks like we're going to be able to accommodate for them just fine. Because, you know, they're going to be here for 2 full days, and there's a lot of people here that haven't done their taxes yet. And I don't want to impede on that, you know?
Will there be signs up at Longhouse? Because the notices all say Longhouse.
I know, and I'm going to call them to have them tell the people, you know, to send them our way.
Okay.
Because people will just go over there, and then they can just, you know, because I really don't want them to not be able to provide services on Saturday. That's where I'm coming from. And
I just want to get the correct information for people who I know have been waiting for them to return. And they are going to go to the Longhouse. And
they're staying there, but they're probably going to have to do their Saturday work at Lions Club.
So do you recommend, if people want to do their taxes tomorrow with the tax people that have flown in, you should go to the Lions Club at 10, not Longhouse.
Yeah, and if you don't have a car and you're cabbing around, just call Longhouse first maybe if you want. But I'm pretty much sure we're gonna be able to accommodate them just fine. Okay. And then Lions Club, you know, we're doing the yard sale, the flea market until 2, but I'm going to let these guys stay till 9 if they want to, because they were going to plan to work till 9. They think there's enough demand, and that's fine. Our building serves the community. We do food bank and lots of things outside of that building for the community. You know, the Girl Scouts meet there, and it's a building we want to, you know, the Meals on Wheels comes out of there. So it's a building we share with the community needs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because and then the budget. I want to put a word out for the state budget meetings too. That's a community informational meeting, and that's tomorrow from 2 till 5 at the Culture Center. And I really think it's important that us, the public, go there and learn about the different proposed service budget cuts and how they're going to impact us.
Mm-hmm.
Because from what I've researched and read so far, them budget cuts and the cost of our bills and all that, because it does trickle down to the consumer when they do budget cuts to the power equalization, that would be higher electric bills, for example. So basically, with these cuts that are proposed, our quality of life and the services that help make Bethel a good place to live, it's going to be more of a cut than what the permanent fund check is going to be. You know, he promised us big permanent fund checks, and he's sticking to that promise, but it's like throwing us a cookie when you're taking away a meal. Because the cost of all the cuts that are happening, and there's lots of them. I mean, we got public transit, you got Head Start, you got the school district, the colleges, they're all going to take severe cuts if this thing goes through. And the winter shelter is taking a severe cut, that state grant we get. And the food bank, I'm sure that's going to be impacted too. So lots of things are going to be impacted. And people with families out here, or people relying on Medicaid and things like that, I really encourage people to attend this meeting at 2 o'clock at the Culture Center tomorrow. And listen and learn and contribute your ideas.
Okay.
So it is a busy weekend.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Susan. We really appreciate the Lions Club stepping up like that for the tax preparers.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm going to be helping someone get there. And so good to know where it's going to be.
Yeah, most of the people they help actually get refunds. And there's a flyer out that shows all the different places out here and how much refunds came in last year.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
When I saw Bethel with that figure, it was like, whoa, that's contributing to the economy big time.
Good job. Yep. Yeah.
All right. Thank,
thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Sue.
Bye.
Okay, so that was a really
good
key.
Information.
Good
yes.
information. Yeah. So tomorrow, if you want to meet your legislator Tiffany Zilkowski, and there's another person, another congressional representative is coming from one of the committees, but I'm sorry, I don't have the name, and I'll look it up. Anyway, that's tomorrow from 2 to 5 at the Cultural Center. You can hear more about the budget that's been presented by the governor, but also what kind of activities is the legislators doing to push back on that budget, or what do they support in the budget. And you can also provide your own, I think they really want to hear from people what your concerns are and what message would you like them to take back to Juneau. So that's an open forum tomorrow at the Cultural Center.
Our lines are open if you'd like to call, join in. We got KYUK numbers here to call. They're 543-5985. Another one, 543-2756. 800-995-8954. Or, Diane?
Yes, you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. We'll read your email over the air. You can be anonymous in both your emails and your phone calls. So, but we have Howard from Bethel on the line. Good morning, Howard. Welcome to Talkline.
Yeah, good morning.
Yes.
I heard John talking about picking up trash and plastics on the river when they're fishing.
Yeah.
I seen I think it was a news, something about news in, I think it was off the coast of the Philippines, you know. They found a dead one with big fish. So they opened it up, and they had that big fish had so much plastic in its stomach.
Yeah, they have had whales that have been beached, and when they open up the whale, they find that their entire intestinal tract is full of plastic, and that's how the whale died. Because they mistake the plastic for food.
I don't know if I've ever seen a community like that in my life, you know, our trash is on the beach that thick, but I wish they would show more of the places that do have other garbage in their ports and everything, you know, that
come
from the other countries that don't pick up this stuff. I'm sure that those countries must care or something, you know.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And we can start right here in our own region.
I've seen a lot of garbage on Bethel, but it's always picked up during the, you know, like this time of the year, you know.
Spring cleanup.
I'll try and pick up myself too when I see stuff out there in the river or something. You know? But that's I want to. I'm glad that you guys seen it too, you know. I heard the news on that.
I did.
Yeah. And like I said, it's a good day, and the mushers, they ran 1,000 miles, and that's quite a race there.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm glad our Bethel person did win that race there.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, well, I'm saying have a good day, and please pick up trash too, like John said, you know?
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Okay, Kuyana Howard.
All right. Bye.
Yes.
There's a really nice photo of Pete and two of his dogs on the cover of the Delta Discovery this week, so you can pick that up at AC or Swanson's, wherever Delta Discovery is sold. Yeah. Okay, so we have some Tundra Drums announcements. I'm just going to reach over and get that. Okay. AVCP is hosting a job fair in Dabaskiak right now today.
Today.
Yes.
Yeah. Heard about that one, yes.
Yeah, so that would be good. And the Alaska... Oh, and then we already told you about Saturday, March 23rd, tomorrow from 2 to 5 at the Cultural Center. Representative Tiffany Zilkowski and members of the House Finance Committee are also in town. So that's a meeting to hear, and they want to hear public testimony on the state budget and permanent fund dividend. So that'll be a good chance for you to express your support or your concerns. Mm-hmm. And there will be a craft sale and flea market this Saturday at the Lions Club. We heard from Susan on that. It starts at 10. The tax preparation team will also be at the Lions Club tomorrow. And Sunday they'll be at Longhouse. And their hours are 9 to 9 on Saturday and 9 to 7 on Sunday, although I think they're going to start at 10 being moved to the Lions Club.
Okay. 10 o'clock maybe tomorrow.
Okay, good. All right, so our lines are open, and you're welcome to call in now. And if you've never called before...
Yes, that's the people that
we'd like
to invite to call.
Yeah.
It's always good to hear a new voice, you know, on the radio.
And then also sometimes you really want to call, but you might feel shy. And one thing that helps is you can write out what you want to say and just read it. Or you can email us at radio@kyuk.org and we'll do the reading for you.
Okay.
All right. Good. So there's Herman calling from Upriver. Good morning, Herman. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning. Do you hear me okay?
Yeah. Loud and clear, Herman. Yes. Good morning to you.
Yeah. Look like spring has sprung. And the Goodrich opened almost all the way to the mall, so it'll probably open in front of Annie pretty soon. I'm just thinking it's been already reminded that they better hurry and set up for a permanent fund if they haven't already, because they got 8 more days. I think they could get application from the post office or online, but... right now, there's a big discussion going on in the state about a permanent fund and the budget. But it's more than that. If you look at it, it's what's going on in the United States, in our federal government, it's coming to our state government. Right now, in Alaska, our three main problems are education, Medicaid expansion, the Medicare, they call it. And there's another one. But anyway, those two, seem like some people, some news organizations are calling it a scam, this college business, because a lot of them are getting to pay $300,000, $200,000, and here the students that are supposed to be teaching, they're saddled with $100,000 debt to get out of school. So what some schools are doing, instead of giving these colleges more money, they let the college be responsible for that debt. The student doesn't succeed, they help pay it off. But, it's no use giving education here more money. Even they threaten to cut teachers, they should cut the administration and show us that they're teaching our kids. Alaska has 51 superintendents, just like California. Heck, here in Aniak, we have been a vice superintendent, and here these kids go to college and they come back with huge debt. That has to stop before it gives more money, especially when UAA, they lose their accreditation in education, of all things. That has to stop, so we can't give them more money. People need our $4,000 dividend. They might give us in 3 years instead of 1 year.
No.
Going to be a big boost to the economy, but when you go to that meeting, you best tell them we want our protest. We want our permanent fund money. They do that. They hire lobbyists to convince them people in June or legislatures to give them more money. We can't afford this Medicaid expansion. Things have to change in Alaska. We have to stop what's going on with our government. Look at Seattle, it's collapsing. Too many homeless people. Go to Anchorage, look at the streets, lots of homeless people. They call it Sanctuary City.
it's collapsing society. It's happening all over the world, even the United States. Some Democrats, they wanna ban cows because cows are farting and they're making greenhouse gas. They wanna ban all airplanes. You know, it's going crazy here in Alaska. Our legislature, they make laws that they could kill a baby even 9 months old in the mother's womb. That has to stop. Go to the meetings, tell the governor, we want our permanent funding. We want to take control of our state back. Give us our money back and stop this madness. Okay. I hope you guys understand, you know, don't use radio to promote those things like that. Don't believe KTUU, KTVA. They're doing the same thing NBC is doing to our president, trying to destroy this country. It could destroy the state. Pray for our land, you guys. Pray for our leaders. Okay. Bye.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Herman. We have another caller from Bethel. We're inviting Jeff. Good morning to Jeff.
Hi, Peter. I'm walking over to turn off my radio. Herman.
Okay.
We have another caller from Bethel. We're inviting Jeff. Good morning to Jeff.
Hi, Peter. I'm walking over to turn off my radio.
Okay.
Okay. I got that done. I wanted to follow up on a portion of Susan Taylor's call.
Okay.
And this is, I could probably start it with a story to emphasize what I'm, to make my comments more general to a lot of people that would hear them. This is regarding the tax code, the new tax code. Not anything I was enthusiastic about, but somehow the people that put it into place overlooked some things to where actually it could be helpful to a lot of low-income taxpayers here. And my story was that at some point years ago, a man from Queeflick and I pulled a guy that was swimming in the river out of the river, brought him back to the harbor where the state took over with a number of services to help him out as a potential drown victim. I ended up in court testifying because I think the state wanted to recover some of the money they'd spent, you know, with the ambulance and the trooper response, et cetera. So they wanted to determine that alcohol was a large contributing factor to his demise. And I can remember Chris Cook was, you know, on the bench, and I had quit my teaching position, which was a payroll job, of course, you know, an employee job. And I was now commercial fishing, and I was kind of doing some odd jobs around town. And Chris knew me personally, and he was especially familiar with it. You know, a couple of weeks prior, he'd called me up because he thought I had some carpentry skills. And he'd asked me to hang a door for him, which I did for, I don't know, $50 or $75 or $100. And so when, you know, I was being introduced to the court, I told everybody that I was unemployed. Actually not understanding my situation, that I was self-employed. And from the body language Chris was giving me from the bench, you know, especially with his recent experience of actually hiring me to do something and paying me money, he knew I wasn't unemployed and I had a fishing permit. And yet I was convinced I was unemployed because I didn't have, I wasn't on a payroll job. I wasn't working for an agency or an employer.
Mm-hmm.
And, I speculate because I see things happening like the guy that came down and sold us a truckload of wood last spring with a carload of kids. The woman that appeared to be of childbearing age that was selling crafts at the hospital. The babysitters that we hired throughout our life. These are all self-employed people. And if they were, when they do report their taxes, if they do report as self-employed for an income of $7,000 or more, you access the EIC, which is, what is that? It's a tax credit you get for attempting to work. And the threshold's very low on that. You know, for $7,000, you can get a credit depending on how many children you have. And this whole thing is skewed towards parents with children. So mm-hmm. when you add the tax credit, the partial tax credit you get when you don't have any income or when your tax liability exceeds your income, you know, if you're low income, that's going to happen because people filing jointly are going to have a $24,000 tax deduction, which means, you know, your first $24,000 is going to be untaxed.
Mm-hmm.
So you won't owe any taxes, yet this child tax credit that kicks in when it's totally a refund, it's $1,400 per child up to three children. And when you combine that with earned income credit, you know, you can see low-income taxpayers making $7,000 a year, possibly clerking at the store for 2 or 3 months, and doing other things that are self-employed income that I think people don't understand, as I didn't.
Okay.
But it is actual self-employment. If they file that way, you could see married couples with three children getting a $11,000-$12,000 refund.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that seems like real money to me.
Yeah.
But it seems like it could offset Herman's concern about, you know, you're going to pull my PFD from my cold, dead hand. It could kind of offset some of that for the people that you try to imagine, well, who's hurt by this? You know, it seems like young people with growing families and not a lot of income mm-hmm. are hurt by not getting their dividend.
Yeah.
You know, this could help offset that. And it's just a matter of telling your tax preparer if you're going to use this service that Susan talked about as being a very, I think, very generous service. Basically telling them who you are, that you don't have no income, you have self-employment income.
Okay.
Wow. Well, right. You know, thank you, Jeff, for, we got a little echo on the line, but we're up to the 5-minute mark and we probably should let you go. But thank you for laying that out. I think that's very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
All right.
For hearing me out.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good. Thank you for calling. Okay. Oh, okay. We had a little. So wanted to make a comment that next week, March 29 to 31st, that's next Friday, it's the Chamai Dance Festival. And if you'd like to volunteer, and let me see, there's some different.
Oh, right here. Yeah.
Yeah, there's different kind of jobs, though, that are good to volunteer for. Ushers, housing coordinator and support, Saturday night dinner. Anyway, there's some, you can, if you'd like to volunteer for any of the different kind of tasks, and I think you, if you volunteer, you get a free pass, I think, on whatever session time frame or whatever. So you can call Jody Drew at 545-0580. If you end up leaving a message, leave your name and your contact information and what you'd like to help with. You can also text Jody at that same number with your name, contact information, and where you would like, what you'd like to help do. And again, to volunteer for Chamai, contact Jody Drew at 545-0580. So there's going to be local, regional, state of Alaska, and national and international dance groups.
Yes.
At Chamai, which is always exciting.
Yes, it always usually is. Yes. So.
Yeah. And there's Miss Chamai pageant. There's a this year, the Chamai Festival is dedicated to Walter Lewis of Shefornik, and is sponsored by the Bethel Council on the Arts. So another exciting Chamai coming up. You can reserve a native craft table by calling Minnie at 543-1835. That's Minnie at 543-1835, if you'd like to reserve a native craft table.
And I've seen a note somewhere that
if you don't get a hold of me personally over that phone, on the phone, you can leave a message and she'll get back to you on that.
Yeah, so sure to leave a message.
Yeah, so that comes up, you know, fast. So it'll be next week, you know, the next week will be the event, you know, and we're going to be expecting a lot of guests to come in, so we're going to need a lot of help to pull this through, you know, and we'll have fun.
Yeah, that's always a good time. We have Yvonne from Bethel. Good morning, Yvonne. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning to you both on this beautiful day.
Hey. Good morning.
Well, my neck holes seem to have lost a foot. They're measuring about 17 to 16 inches.
Oh.
And, I got brave in the afternoon yesterday and took a ride to the bluff. And the bad part is that blizzard we had from the sandbars, it blew sand on the river, and some parts were all the way across the river, and that's not good. Sand helps deteriorate the ice, and that's what I need to bring up anyway. And it's we're going to go above 40 degrees. I guess everything's going to expedite and thawing of the river.
It's going to be in the 40s all week for the next week.
Yeah, and remember, it melts both ways, and that sand that blew from the sandbars over the ice, that's going to rot the river faster, and that's my say right there. And on Medicaid and PFD, Medicaid saves lives, period. And I feel that the governor's wrong on cutting that.
Mm-hmm.
And also PFD comes in October, man, that really helps our people all over the state. Gear up for winter, food, pay bills. And in closing, maybe you could answer my question and then I'll hang up. There's two of them. Where does Medicaid come from? The government? And it gives it to the state? And then my second one is, how come the topic on this meeting is PFD? What they want, lump sum or keep it the way it is? I don't know, if we go lump sum, we're going to expedite the money anyway, and there'll be nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But the way I feel is maybe a little bit more on PFD to get the things we need in October, and the food and oil and everything to make it last. I'll hang up and listen. Okay, good morning.
Okay, good morning.
Okay, good morning to you, Yvonne.
Thank you.
Yes, you know, and regarding the river thing, Mark and people that keep an eye on the river are on their way up to Kalskak, I think upstream somewhere. And then he said when he gets into an area where he where there's good reception, then he's going to be giving a call to KYUK. So we should be able to hear from Mark and his group in a little bit. So we, you know, so we'll get a more of a report or more report from about the river condition. So in a little bit, so because I think people are still interested in fishing,
mm-hmm.
Manaking. So
oh yeah, but I don't know, a whole week of weather in the 40s. Is
yeah,
gonna make things a little risky.
Yeah,
maybe.
That's right. I believe. Yeah, so we'll wait to hear from somebody from Search and Rescue to give us a call about conditions out there. So, and we thank Yvonne for giving us a bit of an update about what he knows about. And then if you know something about how the river and Manaking is doing, you know, we would welcome your call. The numbers are 543-KYUK, 543-2756 and 800-995-8954.
Yeah.
Our lines are open.
Mm-hmm. And to his question about Medicaid expansion, if you want to call in and give more information on that, that would be great. Just in general, it meant that with the Affordable Care Act, the federal government was willing to subsidize states that wanted to expand the number of people who could receive Medicaid insurance, health insurance. This went to about 44,000 Alaskans received health care that did not have health insurance before through the Medicaid expansion, which is funded in part by the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
That is part of the budget proposal from Dunleavy, is to roll back those that expansion.
Okay.
Okay, so we have Anne from Bethel. Good morning, Anne. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. So happy to be here.
Yay.
Yeah, all right.
What's going on?
Well, I know nothing about Medicaid. I'll just say that first. Sorry, Yvonne.
Okay.
I do have some things to talk about as far as ceramics are concerned.
Okay.
Ceramics.
There have ceramics. You know, every spring we have the Bethel Bowls sale, which benefits a local charity, and it's benefiting this year the Bethel Winter House. And this month we've had over 50 community members come to the art room at the college to make bowls. And I have to say, this is the most creative group I've worked with this year. The bowls look like bowls, and they're symmetrical and round and really turning out really nice. So I'm excited about this event. The event is going to be April 27th, and we don't have a specific time. I don't know if it'll be a lunchtime or an evening time, but put it down on your schedule, April 27th, at the Cultural Center, as far as I know. And did I mention we had 130 bowls made?
Oh, wow. 130. That's amazing. Now, did you already give the date for the Bethel Bowls extravaganza?
Yes. The event is April 27th.
Oh, not for a while. Okay. Yeah. April 27th. Okay. Go ahead.
And before that, this Saturday, March 23rd, we're having a student show for the current ceramics class. That's going to be also at the Cultural Center from 11 to 1. And this will be the last time the community will have an opportunity to make bowls. We're going to have some slab clay out and on a glazing table, so you can make some bowls and glaze some bowls, and it might be the same one you made, it might not. And that's 11 to 1 at the Cultural Center.
Okay. Oh, cool. Okay. Very nice.
There's a lot going on at the Cultural Center this weekend, and I can't really speak to exact times, but I think Yvonne mentioned the legislative representatives are here, Tiffany Wilkowski, and I can't remember who else is actually going to be here, but they're having a public hearing to give your opinion about state budgets, and a big part of that is the PFD.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really all I know about that. Like, I don't know why, all the ramifications of taking it or not taking it, but going to this meeting, I think, is a good way to learn that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then there's a church thing along in the evening, and I don't, again, know exact times, but there's a lot going on at the Cultural Center, and you can start it off with some art at 11.
Tomorrow.
Yes, it is tomorrow.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, good. There's always plenty going on in Bethel. Mm-hmm. You can be as busy as you want to be in Bethel.
That's right.
It's like,
this is true.
Lots of stuff going on. Okay, well, okay. Thank you very much, Anne.
Thanks for taking my call. Really good to speak with you.
Awesome. All right. Have a great day.
All right, have a great day.
All right. Bye. So you can, the Anchorage Daily News had a series on really explaining Medicaid expansion. So if you happen to have the internet and you want to look up the Anchorage Daily News, it has some information on, you know, sort of the facts and figures. Medicaid expansion actually was a huge economic boost to the state of Alaska. It brought in about $1 billion in federal funds, and the state will never have to pay more than about 10%, maybe even down to 6% of the total cost of the Medicaid expansion. So it's been really helpful for people to receive medical care that way.
Okay.
So we have Wilson from Bethel. Good morning, Wilson.
And I think I heard you forget to say round two.
Oh, round two. Okay. Yes, we're on round two of Wilson. Wait, let me just set my timer. Okay,
go. Now I feel better now that you included me in that round two.
Yes, part
anyway,
two.
Happy people in beautiful downtown Bethel. This is my hometown. I'm born and raised here. You know, and I try to welcome new faces when I see them because that's all we can do. Try to be nice to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care if people say, you're fake. You know, I heard that before so many times, but that's their problem. It's not mine. Anyway, this season is the season for free. When it comes to me and my DJ service, I am offering a free dance, you know, DJ service for anyone, especially nonprofits like Search and Rescue, maybe even the schools for prom. That's my main time for making money, but I kind of don't care about money this year. I'm doing a free event for one free event for each community. All they have to do is set it up, call me, and I'll be there for free.
Okay.
Raise money for your events, you know.
What's your number if somebody wants to use your services for free?
Yeah.
Number? How do they reach you?
545-3320.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a great offer.
The city of Bethel can hear me. I didn't renew my license, but I can do it for free. It doesn't matter. I don't care about
cool. Okay.
Renewing my business license. But to me, for this year, it's not worth it to renew my license and do it for business. You know, I may renew it for 4th of July, just for 4th of July, because, you know, they don't have no one. Mm. All the people out there have kind of sad equipment. You can't even hear it. But when I'm doing it, you can hear it across the slough. Magic sound. Anyway.
Okay.
That's me and my two cents worth. I've been enjoying doing DJ service since 91, and it's a year for freeness. You know, I can do it for free. That's cool, huh?
It is cool.
I know. So call me up, 545-3320.
Okay.
Fundraising event for free. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you, Wilson. Well, that was part two. Okay.
Lines are open?
Yeah, lines are open. I was going to give a little more information on the event tonight for celebrating the Pete Kaiser's win.
Okay.
So that's a meet and greet for Pete Kaiser. It's 5 to 7 tonight at the Cultural Center. There will be music by Chris Cook, a slideshow, appetizers, Pete talking about the race, and autograph signing. So that would be great. It's going to be at the Cultural Center. So that's tonight. All right. Willie from Bethel. Good morning. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning.
Oh, you have to turn down or turn off your radio.
I'm way away from my radio.
Okay.
Okay. This all week?
Right. Yes, Becca.
Okay. Good morning to you.
Yeah. Are those people that demonstrated yesterday are going to do it only one time?
Seem like, yes, only one time.
I wish I had gone and watched that. You know, that was a good demonstration.
It was, yes.
Yeah. That would give a lot of good ideas how to deal with these wild people, all the problems we face around this area.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Just so the audience would know, maybe you could speak a little bit about it, but let me just tell, because some people are wondering what you're saying. You know, yesterday, United States Coast Guard and Bethel Fire Department had a demonstration on doing an ice rescue on the water. So that was really interesting.
Yes.
They dug a hole at the boat harbor and then through the ice. And then people were jumping in to be rescued. And
wow.
I mean, the people from fire department and the Coast Guard were jumping in to that open water and getting rescued, demonstrating. So that was good, Tawich.
Yeah, that was really, really interesting. I just wish we had more audience to, you know, especially this, I wish village people would have seen this. Are they going to go village too from, or are they going to stay back from here?
The only thing we knew was that Bethel event, you know. But I guess if people would like a demonstration, they could probably call the Coast Guard. I don't have any numbers handy.
Yeah, they should have somebody handy.
But maybe when Mark calls, if he's hanging on to that cart, you know, he could give out that number. Hmm. Who did get their cart?
Yeah, but I wish the village people had seen that they were there. I know they're getting to that right away.
Yeah.
That was the demonstration. Another thing, I'm not pushing nobody. I'm not pointing at people, at nobody. I just wanted to know something that occurred this weekend. I had a problem with these corporations we have. Didn't we put them up to help the locals around there? You know anything about those? If they can help us, if we need help, you know, our own corporations around here?
I suppose.
What kind of help are you thinking about?
You know, any kind of some house problem like that they built, or if you have emergency, like the other day. I'm not experienced with these. At my age, I'm a very new kid, and I was experienced boilers, these base heaters. I'm not familiar with this and that. I think of a time trying to get somebody, which I didn't get nobody, and me and my son, we managed to do it somehow, and by God, we got it running, but we couldn't. Well, one thing I didn't worry about the too much, but one thing that worried about me is I had blankets in here and my carbon monoxide blew, and I reported fire station. Now there's nobody come around me to nothing. That's what I was kind of upset about, you know, how come they should have responded, especially this emergency when the carbon monoxide blew. I had to get my kids out and everything out. I just want to know if they're, you know, available for those kind of emergency things, you know. There are our corporations, right? Even the fire station didn't have any employees that day. I guess Sunday and nobody's available.
Don't know. But, you know, I guess I would be, if you can call a fire chief, you know, they'll probably, you know, respond to your question.
And refer you.
Yeah.
They probably have some idea who helps.
Well, I didn't mind it too much because I've learned something from that boiler. And, man, I can open up my own shop now if I wanted to. But that concern, what my great concern was the kids when the carbon monoxide blew. They should have acted real fast, you know.
For
the safety of those kids.
Yeah.
Anyway, if anybody out there know anything about this corporation, how they're supposed to help us after we build them up, we put it on the air so we know what to go after. Because when we asked for help, they're not soldiers up there or inexperienced people come around, you know. And another thing, can't they come up with some kind of a school shop for carpentry work, mechanical work, these corporations we have, so they know what they're doing? You know, I'm not against ability, but that seems an inexperienced workers from these corporations, and I'm not pointing at fingers, but you know, things come out like that need to be looked at, which are never checked with. But anyway, I thought I mentioned this for any more. I know some people have some kind of problem like me for the safety of carbon monoxide, you Do they have to put these boiler makers to every building, or I see what you call them, petroleum, they're less problem than these boilers there. Because they require something, these boilers that I don't know, but I don't know. I wish we could get some answers for these questions. And anyway, if somebody know about these corporations, I wish somebody would put it up in the air, what kind of help that we can get. Because this is not going to be the only time, there will be a lot of other people, too.
Okay. Thank you, Willie.
All right. Thanks, Willie.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm glad you guys had a carbon monoxide detector.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was beeping like hell. That's what woke us up in the middle of the morning, and we had to get it out of there real fast.
Good.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Because it seemed like I heard that, you know, that carbon monoxide can be odorless.
Yeah, you won't know. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, really important to have a detector then, you know, so which that family had apparently.
Yeah.
And that's what alerted them, and then everybody was safe.
Yeah, and the fire department can help you with a carbon monoxide detector. They can help with that. Okay, well, we have another caller, Susan from Bethel, probably for round two of Susan.
Maybe.
Good morning, Susan.
Hi. Round two here.
Yes.
Yeah. I called earlier. It was information overload, so now I'm going to add more to it.
Okay. Bring it.
All right. Those that have glasses to donate.
Oh. Okay, yeah.
And those that have food to donate.
Uh-huh.
Bring both to the flea market tomorrow.
At the Lions Club. Okay.
From 10 till 2.
You're taking food donations.
Donations from the community. Mm-hmm. We have our food bank, but then some people that go through hard times, but maybe they don't qualify for food bank or meet some other guidelines. So community food is always good. And we do help a lot of people going through temporary hardships that way. And bring glasses because they go to a place that recycles them and distributes them all over the world. And Lions Club is an international organization, and all of the clubs do this, so there's enough to make glasses to match people that need them elsewhere in the nation and elsewhere in the world. So just want to put a plug in for that. So spring cleaning time, look for glasses and food donations, and bring them on down.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Okay. We have another caller from Napaskia. Good morning, Napaskia. Kwasli, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
Okay.
One of the guys called and said about, about this time of the month that the ice is not adding any more underneath or on top. The elder I talked to maybe 3 days ago said that is right about the ice down there is thinning from the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And if it starts to sun all the time, it's going to also start thinning from the top too.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
And he also asked about the medical expansion.
Yes, Medicaid expansion.
Yeah, Medicaid. All this... the trust responsibility by the Congress of the United States, which came Indian Health Service for us, all this Medicaid. And recently I wrote to the Attorney General in Washington, D.C. back in maybe 2009 about what I saw on the documentaries about, non-natives in the United States that need Medicaid, that need medical service to. And for all the, low incomes. And thank God after that, they worked something out, which came the Affordable Care Act, which works the expansion to the non-natives in medical expense.
Okay.
And that is why the President Trump, he he is very rich, and he doesn't like it. And he calls the United States becoming social. It's because of that, you know, these are social services that we receive, and social services that are extending to non-natives. This is not bad if the U.S. is taking care of its citizens, natives or not, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay,
thank you.
Okay, thank you. Good morning. That's it. Bye.
Thank you.
Okay, and then.
Just a reminder that... not a reminder, a station break. Where you're listening to 640 AM. You're listening to KYUK 640 AM.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That was typed up there, and I messed
you
that up.
You are listening to KYUK 640 AM here in Bethel, Alaska.
We're supposed to do station identification at 11 o'clock like professional radio people. And as you could tell, we didn't do such a good job.
Yeah.
So we actually need it typed out
okay.
for us. All
yeah.
right. Thank you. We have Barbara from Russian Mission. Good morning, Barbara. Oh, welcome to Talkline.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yay.
Yeah.
Hello. Oh, this Barbara. I know this,
yeah.
Barbara.
Yeah.
Somebody's recognizing me.
Yes. You're in Russian Mission.
Hi.
Say hi.
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 Hey. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Really looking nice up here.
Wow.
With a nice, smooth flight and a couple islands, over 100 moose on them.
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
Gosh, that must have been fun to see that.
Yep, but I could have, they were so many I could pluck one of them off of the island.
And no one would know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, cool. Okay, is it? Is the weather real nice and sunny out there?
It's 42 up here.
Wow.
Light breeze probably from the east at about maybe 10 to 15.
Mm-hmm.
And look like they had quite a bit of. They still have a lot of snow up here.
Mm-hmm.
Out here in front of the window, looks like it's about at least chest deep of snow.
So, oh wow!
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe they had the snow blow too the other day, and look like nobody's been out anywhere. There's no footprints anywhere.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Well, I just wanted to call and say hi.
Well.
Share good. A hug. Comes in all colors, shapes, and sizes. Non-refundable.
Yay.
And all a right. big weekend to everybody.
Thank
okay.
you. You too. Enjoy your time there.
Good.
Okay. Have a good day.
Thank
bye.
You.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Yay. Bye.
Well, speaking of weather, today it's going to be partly sunny with scattered rain showers. Wow, it's hard to see that, but okay. Mm. Highs in the mid-30s to lower 40s, northeast wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight is mostly cloudy, scattered rain showers in the evening, then scattered rain and snow showers after midnight. Lows around 30, that's tonight. And Saturday, mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers in the morning, then a slight chance of rain in the afternoon. High in the 30s, could actually get a little bit above 40, and southeast wind 10 to 20 miles an hour. That's for Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. So
okay.
we're facing warm days ahead.
But I do see some clouds kind of rolling in.
Oh, yeah,
maybe
over there,
what,
yeah.
what it's about, yeah. But it's still blue in front of our radio.
Yeah, right now
station.
The roof is dripping and...
Yeah.
I think our melting is coming.
Yeah, melting is coming.
So, anyway, we have our phone lines are open, and you're welcome to call in. We'll give you those numbers again.
We have a caller,
oh,
Michelle from Beth. From
oh, I was going to say Michelle maybe. From BS, but
from
I think
Bethel,
it's Bethel
yeah.
Community Services,
okay.
maybe. Bethel.
Yes. Good morning, Michelle.
Hey, good morning, Peter and Diane.
Yes, good morning to you.
Hey, I have a couple of things I want to announce today.
Okay.
The first, I wanted to just talk about the Ice Classic.
All right.
We've got sales underway now, both at permanent locations and with different groups selling tickets around Bethel. Mm-hmm. So they've started up at AC, and then today at Swanson's over lunch. So folks can be looking for their tickets at the permanent sales locations and also at the stores with the different groups. And for the callers who are, for listeners rather, who aren't in Bethel, we do have Ice Classic sales via phone. Oh. And people can call the Ice Classic sales line at 545-8483. And I'll repeat that again for folks who are like, oh, maybe I want to call and purchase a ticket. That number is 545-8483, and phone sales are open. And I know we've had a warm winter because people are calling, and it's only March. So
I know, strange.
Yeah, yeah. So you can give a call, make those guesses. And, of course, the Ice Classic supports local Bethel groups who apply to be part of it, and also groups in Aniak, Navuskiak, Quigg, and Emonic. So if you're in any of those communities, support your local groups by purchasing locally.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, so the other thing I wanted to mention is we are just now announcing that we have two scholarships open at Bethel Community Services Foundation, both in honor of YK Delta leaders. The first is the John Active Memorial Scholarship, which we collaborated with KYUK in creating. And the second is the Mary Junick Pete Legacy Scholarship, which we collaborated with Mary's partner Hubert and much of the leadership team over at KUC in creating. And if there are college students who are looking for scholarships, they can take a look at our website, bcsfoundation.org, and there are electronic and downloadable applications at that website.
Oh, okay, for both of those scholarships?
Exactly.
Great, yeah. Thank you.
And all of the criteria is on there as well. I won't get into it on TalkLine today because they're both different and have different eligibility criteria. Mm-hmm. But we encourage people to go there and take a look or call the office with questions, 543-1812.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Very
cool.
Helpful.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Michelle. So
bye.
Next we have a Bethel caller who is anonymous. Good morning. Welcome to TalkLine, anonymous.
Good morning, folks. I call it a week to make sure that, you know, think of our people that are out there coming to from the villages. Nice and warm out there. Just be careful on the trails. And most of all, my thoughts and heart goes out to those that have lost their loved ones, you know, from alcohol, accidents, or overdose of anything. But anyways, this is a reminder to them, our brothers and sisters out there, friends, relatives. Please, before you travel or if you're going to be driving, please refrain from drinking or wait till you get to your destination. It's warm out there, but please, let's use our heads and our hearts and think of ourselves and others. So let's be careful with this stuff.
Okay. Okay.
No, we love you, folks. This has come from the heart.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Okay, yes, thanks.
All right, have a good day. Bye-bye.
All right.
So it looks like we have Herman, part two.
Is it?
I don't know if it's the same Herman, but
good morning, Herman. Yeah.
Welcome to TalkLine.
Morning again. We're going to call back. Yeah, but I had to get a clarification on this Medicaid expansion. Last year, it cost the state $2 billion, and they had to do a special appropriation. Sure, when it first started, the federal government was paying for it, but only for a couple of years, and they're finding out it's unaffordable. People are paying more for insurance. They have like a $10,000, $12,000 deductible. You have to pay that first. And in Europe, they call it universal healthcare, socialized medicine. In Europe, you go to a hospital, you got to wait a long time for days. And we don't want that. There could be a better way than this Unaffordable Care Act. And people need to go to that meeting and tell the governor that we want our permanent fund back. It was taken from us. We don't want it to be spent on things like these failing education system. They better start making it worth their money. They can't straddle students at all. Anyhow, that's what's going on with affordable care. That guy had it all messed up about our natives receiving free health care, and it's expanding that to everybody. States can't afford that. They can't. It'll bankrupt the state, and then we'll lose everything. But go to that meeting and oust that protest. We had our own lobbyists in Juneau. There's your chance that when the governor's there, go to him. We want our permanent fund money back. We can pay our bills, over 4,000 for 3 years. And that's good. Anyhow, one more thing, you know, that one guy, Crawford Lawler, on TV, he was saying people's logic are getting weird nowadays. Like he said, like people are going crazy. Their logic, they have logic like things like this, and it seems like there's some kind of force taking over our governments. They get people elected by controlled elections, and we end up with things like this. We don't want Anchorage to fail like Seattle, with a lot of homeless people, foreigners. It'll affect us too. But you know, that's what the Bible predicts, and you know. If you read it, it's scary what's going to happen. But the new earth is going to be created, and we're going to, you know, have peace in our hearts and not be bothered and make the best of what's served on our plate. But don't believe everything you hear on radio and TV. You know, a lot of it is fake news that could destroy us. Mm-hmm. Okay, have a nice day, everybody. Enjoy your day, and be sure and plug for your permanent fund. Okay, bye.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
All right, so...
Our lines are open?
Back open, and there's about 23 minutes. Oh, no, there's 13 minutes. 13 okay. minutes left. So get your call in if you'd like, and we will, let me see. I have a couple of other Tundra Drum announcements. A public hearing... this is next week. A public hearing is scheduled for the Fisheries Action Request, FSA 1902, regarding the Kuskokwim River Chinook Salmon Fishery. That's March 28th from 6 to 8 at the AVCP Regional Housing Authority Conference Room, which is at 411 Ptarmigan Street. It's kind of a different place.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm looking for Tundra Drum announcements that are more recent for the next week or so. So Chris Cook will be playing tonight from 5 to 7 for the meet and greet with Iditarod champion Pete Kaiser at the Cultural Center. But then following the reception, Chris Cook will also be playing then later at the Longhouse tonight at 8 o'clock. And the benefits for that concert will go to Bethel Winter House and Lions Club Food Bank. All right. So we have Fritz from Bethel. Good morning, Fritz. Welcome to Talk Line.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you guys doing today?
All right. Hey, good
awesome.
Morning.
Hey, great. Some of you guys are aware that who the Alaska State Defense Force is.
Mm-hmm.
It is a formed militia group under the state of Alaska. They're just like everybody knows who ATG is, Alaska Territorial Guard,
mm-hmm.
used to be. We are a mirror image of that, and we are here to help and assist any way as possible with the National Guard, the new recruits, the search and rescue, and wherever it may be. So during this Chiemai, we're going to have a booth the whole weekend, 29, 30, and 31, for the Chiemai. So come check our booth out. I don't know the exact location yet, but it's going to be somewhere in the hallway or in the one of the rooms. So we just got back from a deployment the whole month of February, we were gone assisting with the earthquake, taking phone calls and filing folders, helping out the Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management. So, yeah, that was a really huge effort from Alaska State Defense Force, helping out the Homeland Security out in Anchorage, right there at the Armory.
Wow. Okay. So, great service.
Yeah. Come check us out on one of our booths and get some more information on everybody. And we're going to have a bunch of meetings coming up with AVCP and ONC and BNC and a couple other people, a couple other organizations as well. So come check us out. I should be there the whole weekend along with Peter announcing, emceeing, hopefully. I thought I'd make that announcement.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Oh, I think that's a nice booth to go to. So that'll be at all through Chimay. Mm-hmm. There will be a booth for the Defense Force there. Okay. Good.
Cool. Good.
All right. Well, we have we have 9 minutes left.
Okay.
So
enough for
plenty
some calls.
Of time.
Yes.
Plenty of time.
Yeah, but you need to call now. Our lines are open.
Yeah. 543-5985.
And 543-2756.
1-800-995-8954.
radio@kyuk.org.
For email. Yep. So I think we have another call that could possibly be coming in. So we've kind of looked at a lot of different things, some of the activities that are in town. There's donations you can make of glasses and food tomorrow at the Lions Club at 10 o'clock.
Oh.
We have Mark okay. from Search and Rescue on
good
the
morning,
line.
Mark.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
I'd say it's a beautiful morning if it wasn't so warm.
I know.
Okay.
There's that, yeah.
Yeah.
Gone it. You know, last week, Alex Dick, he said, you know, winter's not over. And I agree with that myself. And for a couple of days, winter came back. Boy, we had the best traveling conditions past week that we've had all winter, you know.
That's right.
We could go to Kalskag in a couple hours. We could go back to Nunup in under an hour, you know. But today, gosh, I don't know what to think. It's already 40 above on the river, and we might push a record high today. I don't know.
How does it look?
Well, you know, it's wet and slushy.
Mm-hmm.
For once, what you see in front of Bethel is kind of how it is everywhere. But I, you know, the point that Yvonne brought up is very important about the sand. You know,
yeah,
we haven't had that trouble all winter long. You know, we're always watching for that sand blowing and where it clicks on the ice, and it happened this time. You know, when that wind started picking up. When was it? Wednesday, Tuesday, and it was still cold out. The sand started blowing. Yeah, I noticed in front of Bethel too. Same thing. And then that area he was talking about, and then same way in the Akyachuk Channel, areas of sand and some below Akyachuk, usually a bad area.
Yeah.
Not too bad, but there's one spot below Akyachuk where sand did go on the ice, and that changes things very fast, you know. We're trying to make a quick trip today to Kalskag. We're not going to stick around long because, you know how days like this are. It can be not too bad in the morning, but it's very different by evening, late afternoon. I don't know. You know, and looking at the forecast, there's no colder weather in the near future, so I don't know. We might have to sit on the beach for a while after today. We'll be watching. but there's a couple of things that I did want to mention. First was that open water at Nunup. You know, that was very, very, I don't know how you call it, but very strange to see that in March. Large open water at Nunupichuk.
And I wanted to thank those people back there for doing a good job marking it up. We did check below, you know, below the markers, downstream of their markers, and that's something to probably watch on days like this, even on a snow machine. It's still very thin below the markers. You know, we were seeing like 9 inches, and between the sun and the current, you know, that could be getting thinner faster in that area right there on the east side of Nunup, between the airport and that little graveyard at the lower end of the village. So it'd be nice to hear from somebody in Nunup today. But I think anybody in that area should be hugging the beach there from that graveyard, the village side, hugging the beach there. And Wilson had mentioned, you know, about that current still flowing back there when it's usually stopped this time of the year because the lake freezes to the bottom.
Yeah.
So that lake must not be frozen to the bottom, and current is still going through, and that probably contribute to quicker deterioration. I don't know. The other thing I wanted to mention, you know, we've been mentioning to people that Strait Slough is very thin. You know, it was 14 inches last time we checked, and there is a marked trail around Joe Pete's. That's where the ice is twice as thick, and in the conditions like today, with, you know, melting underneath, melting on top, this is probably time to take. You know, it just takes an extra few minutes to go around the bend. If this keeps up for a few more days, you know, Strait Slough may be no place to be driving a vehicle.
Yes.
Just, you know, we have to say it again. You know, it's a nice view going around Joe Pete's Bend.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing was, you know, on Wednesday during that blizzard, there was a accident.
Yeah.
A head-on collision, two trucks, 10 miles above Bethel, right just above Clyde Vasquez Fish Camp, you know. And,
yeah.
You know, maybe we might be done with the ice road. I don't know, but we might still get to use it a little more this winter. Just a reminder to people, you know, especially in that kind of weather, you know, one guy didn't have his headlights on. And I think the other guy might have been on the wrong side of the road from looking at how they hit each other. Please be cautious and courteous to oncoming traffic, you know. Slow down, move off the way, have your headlights on. I thought about that, you know, when you drive on the Seward Highway, it says use your headlights at all times.
Yeah.
That may be something for us to think about here on our river highway. That was, you know, the people got hurt. There was fortunately no life-threatening injuries, but, you know, they got banged up pretty good. And one guy, got his leg broken.
Oh, no.
So, and we, you know, we responded to it. We got to watch out for each other out on the river, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Be respectful and courteous. I think that's all.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Mark, because we're winding down. We only have a few seconds left.
Okay. Yeah.
Really appreciate your call. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Okay. Have a good morning. A good day.
All right. You too. Right. Be safe.
Well, that's another edition of Talk. Wow, that went fast.
Yeah, it did.
That's awesome.
Yes,
all right, everyone. Did. Thank you for your calls and your emails, and we hope to hear more from you next week. Have a wonderful weekend and stay safe out there.
Yes. Everyone, be kind to each other. Be safe. Be vigilant. You know, just enjoy the day and this weekend. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, that's it?
Yeah.
All right.